evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Thought I'd mix it up a little bit tonight. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to mix it up a little bit with the wine, because this, well, this is an interesting red wine we're going to try tonight, because I really don't know what's actually in it. It just says it's a red wine, and I guess we're just going to find out together. Anyway, we're going to open up, taste it, give it a fair and an honest review, and pair it with some foods, and we'll see how it works out, how it pairs with the foods. And we do have some nice foods to pair it with tonight, and my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared a nice little presentation to go with one of the national days. So we're looking forward to that. Also, we're going to be reviewing a coffee. And this is a coffee that Chi picked up about a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago. And I wanted to try it last week. I thought, you know, maybe I should see if I can hold on to this for a week and then we'll try it tonight. And that's what we're going to do. It should be very, very interesting. Plus, put your dad jokes in the chat. But please drop in the chat and say hi. And add your dad jokes and we'll tell a few dad jokes tonight. And I believe I have another... yes, I do. I have another trivia question, a sci-fi trivia question. So please get in the chats and we can have a little bit of fun here with some sci-fi trivia. Okay, if you're joining me for the first time or for the 223rd time, because this is the 223rd episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they're right here, as always. I had them all ready to go earlier, a few days ago, as a matter of fact. I had the show all planned out, and then at the last minute, I forgot that. Well, once again, for those of you who are waiting and waiting, there was here we go, and it was a here we go for a couple of minutes, because at the last moment, I realized I forgot my wine glass and the coffee mug. So I had to run down out of the studio and go get them. But they're here now, and we're here now, and here we go. Now, if you're joining me for the first time or the 223rd time or any time in between, the Stream of Consciousness show, that's what's going on here. This isn't that planned out, as I just said. We do have the wine, and we do have the coffee tonight. Sometimes we'll have a beer or cider or something else going on, and we have the national days, and we have the dad jokes and the other fun that we often have here tonight. But this show isn't that regimented, okay? This show is not about me, and it's really, I'm just here to entertain you. I'm just the host and here to entertain you. But the show is somewhat about the wine and the things that we're going to review. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having a great time with our favorite drinks, our favorite foods. And look, you can be drinking anything. It doesn't have to be wine. It doesn't have to be coffee or beer. It could be whatever you want to drink, as long as you're legal to drink it, as long as it's safe for you to drink. Okay. And, you know, as long as you do it responsibly, right? That's what this is all about. Now, if you want to get into chats, and let me tell you ahead of time, we don't talk about politics or religion in the chats. We talk about things that bring people together, and we don't argue or anything like that. No spamming, please, okay? Unless it's post-sanctioned. There are times when I'll say, hey, get in the chats and pop in your links to whatever you have, you know, going on. It's fine. Maybe we'll do that tonight, but no spamming, please, okay? But anyway, the chats are open, and I'll tell you right now where you can get into the chats. The chats are, here we go, our webpage. Where's my webpage? It's not there. Well, look at that. All right, let me see if I can pull it up. Is it there now? I think it's there now. Yes, it is. Okay, so my bad. I thought I had it pulled up, and I didn't. My bad. Okay, you can get into the chats live right now at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday night. on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. YouTube channel, you can go to YouTube and go to @DrinkWithRick. Go to Twitch, twitch.tv/DrinkWithRick, and the number one. It's all one word. And on Odyssey, we're on Odyssey at odyssey.com/@DrinkWithRick:7. There you go. Also, the podcast version of this show goes out Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern gives me time to edit and everything like that and get it all together for you. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, while it's still around. I don't even know if it's still around now, but it was. Last I checked a couple weeks ago. Spotify, I don't go to Google Podcasts much, to be honest. Spotify, apparently nobody else does either, which is probably why they're shutting it down. Spotify, TuneIn, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, that's the Podfather's site, Adam Curry. And by email, if you go to drinkwithrick.com, go to the subscribe page, click on that little subscribe by email button, the one that says by email, it's a little blue button there. Put your email address in the box, and I will get that out to you. Actually, it's kind of automated, so it will go out to you. The latest episode of Drink With Rick, the podcast, will go out to you as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And of course, you can subscribe by RSS too. If you use the RSS feed, you can just, and that's anywhere where, you can find, just drop the RSS feed. I think most of the browsers, I think, support it pretty much. So you subscribe that way. That's fine, too. And also, you can buy me coffee if you want to support the show, to support the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I pay for this out of my own pocket, pretty much. If you buy me a coffee or two or three or four or five, whatever, it helps to support the show. And it really helps to pay for the prices that we give away on the show in the weeks that we do that. And we have the holidays coming up here, so I plan to have some prizes to go out. So that would be much, much appreciated if you can. There's no obligation. Also, on all these venues, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Odyssey, and Twitter, although we're not streaming live on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Drink with Rick. And you can follow and subscribe and like and ring the bells and all that kind of stuff. You can do that, if you want. There's no obligation to do it. It'd be much, much appreciated if you do. That really, really helps support the show, and it supports me. And I would really, really appreciate it. But there's no obligation to do it. If you like the show, go ahead and do it. If you don't like it, it's okay too. It's cool. And if you can't do it, don't worry about it. It's all good. As long as you're watching along with me, it's all good. So that's what we got going on. Let me show you what we got going on here to pair with the food tonight. There are a couple of things here. I've got a meat. This is a barbecue right here. And that is to pair with the wine. Hopefully it'll go well with the wine. I think it will. We have a couple of cheeses. We have a cheddar, and we have the unexpected cheddar with parm. And then we have a couple of surprises here. We all this is edible, by the way. And I'll tell you about that as we get into the national days. Anyway, so thanks for joining me here. And by the way, if you have any comments or suggestions or whatever, you can just drop me a note in my email at rick@savoymedia.com, rick@savoymedia.com. I did forget one thing, though. If you you can watch live on the website itself. And I don't have a chat going there, but you can watch live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. Let me pop back over there for just a moment. If you go to drinkwithrick.com and go on the episode for tonight's episode, that's not tonight's episode. Let me refresh that and see what we got here. There we go. There's tonight's episode. Go to tonight's episode. You click on that little title there, and you scroll down. No, that wasn't it. Let's try that again. There we go. I don't know what happened there. All right, let me go down here and try it again. It should be working. There we go. All right, let's go down to tonight's episode. There we go. Tonight's episode. And that should be working. Well, funny thing is, that's not working either. Well, we've got two. Okay, we've got two going on here. That's what threw me. Two feeds going. All right. See that comment box there? If you can watch tonight's episode directly at drinkwithrick.com. Add your comment in the comment box right there, like what I'm. I'm not going to do that now, but just do that and it'll get to me and I will read it on the next episode of the podcast. That's really all there is to that. Okay, enough of the little technical glitches for tonight because you know what? I don't have a producer. It's all me. See, some of these big time streamers, they've got people in the backdrop who are, you know, who can do a lot of stuff for them and do all this producing and stuff. I'm talking about the multi-streamers, the really big guys. Me, I don't have any of that. It's just me. It's all me. it's my fault. It's on me. All right. Enough self-deprecation. And my good friend Tim is in the chat on Facebook. And Tim, it's great to see you, by the way. It's been a while. And Tim says, I like coffee. I like coffee too, and I hope you stick around because I'm going to review some coffee, as a matter of fact, very shortly. As soon as we get this wine open, we get to the coffee. How are the girls, by the way? I hope they're all doing well. And by the way, I've seen a lot of, Tim's daughters, they're very, very enterprising. And as a matter of fact, Tim, I want to order some of those Kenya Couture stickers, by the way. So I've been meaning to do that. There'll be time. Well, I'll tell you what. Later on the show, you can drop your link in there or a link to Kenya Couture in the chat if you want, and we can spread that around. I like to do that whenever possible. And no, that's not spamming. I'm endorsing it, so it's not spamming. Okay. So what else we got? Okay, good. We're ready to go. Let's go ahead and open some wine, and this is what we have to drink tonight. Tonight we have a rain cloud. This is a 2020 red wine from California. That's all it says on the front. Rain cloud. It's very simple. 2020 red wine from California. Let me read the back of it for you here. It says, rain cloud, there are two kinds of people in this world, and we are the ones who dance in every puddle. Which are you? Rain cloud red. Literally bursting with a downpour of deliciousness from every juicy drop. Literally bursting with a downpour of deliciousness from every juicy drop of California terroir. Whether it's gloomy or gorgeous, don't wait another day to pop open this bottle. And it's vented and bottled by Rain Cloud, Napa, California. Now, there's this thing, Rain Cloud. I did a little searching around for that. I'll tell you all about that later. Anyway, it says 14.5% ABV in the 750-milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we have going on there. Let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine, and then we can get to everything else. I have them bookmarked. Good. I did a little searching on this wine, and I found out some interesting things about it. Not a whole lot, but a couple of interesting things about it. For one thing, I found out that should I talk about it now? Yeah, why not? Vinted and bottled by Rain Cloud. This apparently is not actually a real vintner. That's not a real winery. Rain Cloud, apparently. I don't know. From what I hear, I couldn't find information on anywhere, and it doesn't seem to be an actual winery. It's just kind of, it's a vintage bottled by Rain Cloud. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a few moments. But let's go ahead and get this bottle open. So I've got my mechanical corkscrew, what I call my decorker. Decork the wine. And the bottle's open. Let me get the aerator here. Get the air, and hopefully there's no displacement here. I guess not. They didn't fill the bottle all the way, did they? And there's a fairly deep punt in here, too. I didn't show it to you, but there's a fairly deep punt. It goes up a knuckle and a half there. All right. And, oh, yes, can't forget this. To hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass. given to me by my employers, by TwiRadius.com. And we're going to go ahead and pour a little bit of this wine into the glass. Yeah, it's a little ASMR for everyone. All right, and you know what? I forgot to do this, but to hold the glass, I have my official Drink with Rick coaster. There we go. Now, let's go ahead and get to the... This is my favorite part of the show. Well, one of my favorite parts. My favorite part of the show is talking with you in the chat. So get in the chat. Let's talk, okay? Next to that, my favorite part is swirling the wine. And you know what we need? We need some good swirl music. So in view of the fact that I do not have any good swirling music, I'll use this. More cowbell. And we'll just, there we go. Yeah. More cowbell. Okay. That's got it. Now we're going to let this open up and breathe for just a moment, just a few moments, just breathe. And while it's breathing, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I checked around online, as I said before, because I saw this. I was walking around in my local Trader Joe's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was actually looking for something different, something else entirely. I don't even think I was looking for wine at the time. I said, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to buy any wine today. And then I saw this, and I thought, well, hey, what is this? And I saw the price, and I thought, hey, what is this? And I thought, well, I guess I better try it. And someone else told me, I think there was a lady in the, if I recall correctly, the lady at the checkout said, oh, yeah, you got to try that wine. It's pretty good. So I felt a little bit better about buying it. Of course, I saw the price, and I didn't feel too bad about buying it. And I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But I checked around, and I really couldn't find a whole lot on it, except for the fact that it is sold at Trader Joe's, which I already knew. So I looked around, and Vivino has it listed. A couple places have it listed. I think I saw it at, let's see, I bookmarked these. I saw it at, you know, there's a place called SAQ online, SAQ that had a, give it 34 reviews and a 4.5-star rating, and they had it listed for $8.75. And they seem to have some information on this that I thought was interesting. I don't know if I'm not familiar with this site really, so I don't know about some of the reviews on it. To be honest, I don't know. It looks like a fine site. I just don't know that much about it. I checked around. There was another site. Where is it? Oh yes, Blonde Voyage in Nashville had it listed. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. I checked on Vivino, and it said, because I was looking for what the red wine was, what was in it, because it just said red wine, and it didn't say anywhere on the bottle what kind of a blend it was. So I thought, well, I don't know what's in here, really. So I checked around. I couldn't really find much information on it. And Vivino, which had it listed, by the way, and the 2020 vintage, because that's what this is supposed to be, a 2020 wine, they gave it 3.8 stars out of 495 ratings. And I think that's across all of the vintages. I'm not sure, but I think so. But according to them, it from their website, it just says, okay, We've got Shiraz and Syrah are basically the same thing. Cabernet Sauvignon and a Zinfandel, and that's pretty much what's in there. So we've got a Syrah, a Cabernet, and a Zinfandel. Can't have had any wine yet tonight. What's my excuse? Okay, but I couldn't find anything else on what the percentages were, because that does make a difference. Makes a difference because those are three different grapes, and depending on how they're blended together, it can come out a lot of different ways. Some of them good, some of them not so good. So I was hunting around trying to find out what it was, and then I stumbled across this site called BlondeVoyageNashville.com, and they had it listed here, And this is what they give for the, and I don't know where they got this information from because I couldn't find it anywhere else. But the for the grapes, they give 50% Merlot, 30% Cabernet, and 20% Petit Syrah. So 50, 30, 20. So I thought, okay, at least I know kind of what's going on here. Now for the price, let me check the chats one more time before I get into it. Tim says, DM me your address and I will send the stickers. Thanks, Tim. I know, I appreciate it. I'd like to buy. I definitely want to support. I really want to support everybody there. And let's check Twitch. And we're good right now. Okay, we're good for the moment. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to throw that in the chat. There we go. I can't even see the chat on. There we go. I can now. All right. So anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. No, where was I? Okay, the price. That's what it was. So the Rain Cloud, Vivino had it listed for $5.76. There were a couple of other places that had a price listed for it. I think this the Blonde Voyage site didn't. The SAQ site had it listed for $8.75. I know that's not what I paid for it, but I have the receipt right here. What I paid for this bottle of wine from Trader Joe's, I paid... this isn't it. This is the wrong one. That was last week's. There we go. Let me try this one. I'm pretty sure this is it. Okay, let's see. No, this isn't it either. Well, let's. Oh, yes, it is. It's down the bottom. Okay, near the bottom. Rain Cloud. I paid for this bottle of Rain Cloud $6.99. $6.99 down here. So there you go. So at that price, I was thinking, yeah, it's worth a try. Why not? Wine not? Yes. Wine not? All right. So let's get... Rimshot was late. That's what happens when you're your own producer, see? Where you're your own everything there. All right. So let's give this, let me check the chats one more time. Then we'll give this a little bit of a whiff and a little bit of a taste. And we'll see what's going. Okay, we're good. And the folks in Twitch, jump in and just say hi. Don't be afraid. It's good. I don't bite. even my dogs don't even bite much. They bark a lot. That's about it. Okay, so let's give this a little bit of a taste. Right, everything cool? Okay, everything's cool. All right. With, ooh, lots of black fruit in here. Lots of black cherry. Getting a lot of black cherry and some blackberry. It's good to taste. Black cherry, blackberry. Wow. Am I tasting fennel? It's like a licorice. Very strong. Kind of a fennel, licorice kind of taste. Very strong. Mm. And it's oaky, too. And this is quite jammy with a fair amount of tannin in it. Hmm. Yeah, medium tannin. Fennel, the first taste, it was kind of strong. Yeah, licorice, definitely licorice. I want to say it tasted like fennel at first because it was very strong. They're pretty close, and then fennel, licorice. But now it has more of a kind of a standard black licorice taste to it, which I like. I love licorice, so I'm surprised. I didn't really expect that. And... once again, there's some black cherry in there. The blackberry is in there too. It's kind of oaky and it's a little earthy. But fairly jammy. And yeah. It has kind of a medium finish. It's not a real short finish. It's not a real long finish. It's kind of a medium finish, but I'll have to admit, I can taste a little bit of the alcohol in this. Now, as I said before, it's definitely 14.5%, probably higher, so I'm going to have to go easy on this stuff. The thing is that I like to taste the various nuances of the wine more than the alcohol. So when I get a lot of alcohol in there, it kind of gets in the way, in my opinion, kind of gets in the way of that a little bit, because I like to enjoy the wine for the taste, not so much the alcohol, but for the taste. Now, if I just want to drink some alcohol, I'll just go get some rum or something and you know, do a rum and coke or something. But that's not my aim here. My aim is to actually taste the fruits and all the herbs and the spices and everything that goes into a nice wine. So I have to say, yeah, this is a little bit on the strong on the alcohol, I think, on the alcohol taste. But everything else so far, I like, and it's bold, but it's not super bold. It's fairly bold, not super bold. Medium tannins. I think it'll probably fare pretty well with this barbecue that we have here. And I guess I better get to the pairing before it gets too cold, because I know that it's been sitting around for a little while. Anyway, so let me get to the chats one more time. Yeah, I think I could like this somewhat. Let me see what we've got. And the chat's good. We're good. Let's go to camera 3. And we're going to try first, we're going to pair it with this. This is a beef brisket it's a barbecue beef brisket from our local barbecue place called Q Shack. This is located in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's called Q Shack is the name of the barbecue place. And we like this. Very good. It's kind of cold now, but it's still very good brisket. Let's try it with the wine. I'm guessing it's probably going to be okay with the wine. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's quite nice, actually. The smoky flavor of the brisket. It's a smoked barbecue beef. The smoky flavor of the brisket goes quite nicely with this oaky taste in this wine, and somewhat actually a little bit with the dark fruit and the licorice, which I can still taste in the wine, by the way. And as a matter of fact, that licorice taste, now, there have been a few wines in the past where I've tasted a little bit of fennel or a little bit of black licorice in there. And then after a few sips, the taste really subsided. That's not happening here. It still seems to be quite strong. And, yeah, the licorice is quite strong with this one. So, I'm liking the wine. It's okay. And I'll have to say that I probably can't drink too much of this, to be honest. And plus, we have the coffee to review, too. And, oh boy, what a coffee it is. Well, I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know. But I'm really anticipating this to be a good coffee, by the way. So let's go back. Oh, you know what? I need to clear the palate. Let's clear the palate. All right, let's go back to camera 3. And let's try it with the cheddar. Now, this is kind of a Cracker Barrel cheddar. The Cracker Barrel cheddars I found are generally either fairly sharp or medium. And this one's kind of a medium. Not really sharp, too sharp. It's good, though. Now, once again, interesting. It goes fairly well with the cheddar. However, the blackberry it really enhanced the blackberry flavor in this wine. For some reason, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm getting the blackberry fairly strongly in this wine. I don't know why that is with the cheddar, but I thought that was interesting. Very interesting. Let's clear the palate one more time. And let's go back to camera three. We're keeping this short and sweet tonight, folks. Back to camera three, and then we have it here. This is also from Trader. They're also all from Trader Joe's. We like Trader Joe's. Anyway, this is the what is this? This is the unexpected cheddar with Parm. So this is a cheddar cheese, a white cheddar cheese, and it has Parmesan mixed in with it. I'm on this camera. And it's quite good cheese, by the way. Very fresh. Oh, wow. That was... I like that. That was a nice pairing with the cheese. I think this would go good with a nice Parmesan. I think the smokiness kind of adds to, or the oakiness, I should say, adds to the cheese a little bit. But, yeah, you know, I'd like to try this with some pasta, but we don't have any. Not a bad pairing at all so far. I think the wine, I kind of like the wine. I can see why it had some pretty favorable reviews. I rather like it. I wouldn't say this is, I mean, obviously this isn't like a $40 bottle of wine, but... It's possible that it could be because, well, you know, we've gone over that road so many times. But because it's a red wine, here's my, okay, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist on this, but because this is a red wine from California, a red wine, but the winery is not an actual winery that I know of. It's just called Rain Cloud. You know, it could be just a matter of one of those situations where somebody bought some bulk wine from a winery and just decided, hey, we're going to slap a label on it and we're going to call this Rain Cloud. I don't know. I wasn't there when they did it. So or they allegedly did it. I don't know. So I'm not saying, but I'm just saying this could be one of those situations. So it's possible that this wine in this bottle could actually be sitting on a shelf somewhere under another label as a high-end wine that's selling for $50 to $60. Just saying. Just saying. You just never know. Anyway, having said that, now I'm putting doubts in everyone's minds. Tom Antio's in the chat, and Tom Antio says, how's the wine, Pops? And actually, so far, the wine is fine. How are you doing? And how is your stream going tonight? I hope it went well. And let's see what else we have on. Okay, YouTube is good. And Tim, how have you been lately, by the way? I hope you and the family have been well. I know you've been out traveling a little while and a little bit and really enjoying the sights. The most traveling I've done lately is to Rock Hill and back. I went down to Social Security office the other day. That was interesting. Well, that's another story, which is really a non-story, but... You know, that's all I have to contribute there. All right, so let's go to what do we have on the list? Oh, it's time to toast the national days, and wow, do we have some national days to toast? So let's get to the toasting. Let's toast some national days, shall we? Time to toast the national days. Let's see. Let me pull up the national days, first of all. And by the way, this is courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. National Day Calendar is Marlo Anderson's site. He is the CEO and the curator of nationaldaycalendar.com. He's the curator of all these national days. And appreciate that, Marlo. And this is what we have for the national days this week. Today is October 21st, 2023, and today is Back to the Future Day.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's Back to the Future Day. Yeah, I love the Back to the Future series, and Back to the Future Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? No, I can't play any video or anything back there because it's all copyrighted. But we'll toast it anyway. Here's to Doc Brown and Marty McFly and Back to the Future. Well, also, let's see. Let's toast. What's next? Whole Hog Barbecue Day. National Whole Hog Barbecue Day. That's the third Saturday in October. Whole Hog Barbecue Day. So, I don't really eat pork much. I try to stay off some of the really, really fattier meats like that and stuff. And it's just, I don't know. It's just not, I've found that it's not real good for my arteries. So I try to stay off of that somewhat. Anyway, you can toast that if you want. Today's also National Witch Hazel Day. So, I don't have anything for that. Witch hazel. Okay, I'll drink to that. Why not? All right, and today is also National Reptile Awareness Day. National Reptile Awareness Day. I am aware of reptiles. I think everybody's aware of reptiles. Stay aware of reptiles, right? I've had some run-ins with some reptiles that were not pleasant at all. In fact, I don't think I've ever had any positive, good memories of run-ins with reptiles. And I've run into a few of them. Being from Florida, I'm sure Tim has probably had his share of run-ins with reptiles from time to time. Being from Florida myself, yes, I've had more than my share of run-ins with reptiles. I prefer not to. Anyway, here's to National Reptile Awareness Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Sweetest Day. The third Saturday in October is National Sweetest Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll drink to that. Why not? Okay, now we're getting to two national days that I have some information on right here and that my lovely wife, Chi, prepared for which my lovely wife, Chi, prepared. And I'll show you what they are here. Camera 3 is up. Now, you see, if we're looking down, this is a shot looking down at the platter, but my lovely wife, Chi, tonight prepared this lovely presentation, and I've got a photo of it right here. There we go. This is what it looks like straight on. This is a basket of apples prepared by my lovely wife. She, by the way, all of that is edible. Everything in there is edible. And why did she make a basket of apples? Well, it looks like today is National Apple Day. That's right. Today is National Apple Day. So there you go. National Apple Day. And, who knew? I love apples, and I have apple stories. I have a particular apple story that I think I've told numerous times, but I don't know if I should regale you with it now, but here's the National Apple Day. And that's what we have there is those are the apples. Let me go back to the photo here. A basket of apples. Now, let me tell you what this is made of. This is made of a potato. The basket's made of a potato. And inside this basket, the garnishes, the leafy items there, they're all There are items like mint from her little windowsill garden that she grows some mint. And I believe that's some mint there. And the apples that are in this are actually apples. She took an apple and she carved out little round pieces of apple. And that's what, I don't know what she colored them with, but I'm pretty sure it was natural food coloring because she is not a fan of Red 40. So, and she lets me know about that. but that is, those are apples made of apples. So everything in there is edible. So to my lovely wife, Chi, I want to give a great big round of applause. Thank you very, very much. It's a wonderful, wonderful presentation. Here's to National Apple Day. I'll drink to that. As a matter of fact, I have a few pictures of apples, I think. I used to. I had them up here from the last time we did something with apples, don't I? I think we did. Yeah, here we go. I've got some apple photos right here. Here's an apple photo. I've got a bunch of apple photos. How about that? And, yeah, this was not really that planned. let me see. Here's another one. Here's some more apples. Apple with wine. And, there's some more apples. Oh, lots of apples. Here's an apple tree. So we're doing something for National Apple Day. Here's some of my favorite kind of apples, candied apples. And some more candied apples. And lots of apples, more apples. All right, lots and lots of apples. See, here we are celebrating National Apple Day with lots and lots of apples. What more can I say about this? Except, I think that was the last photo of apples. So, and here's to National Apple Day. By the way, if I'm talking too much over all these photos, it's because we do a podcast version, and if you're listening to an audio podcast, you can't see what's going on here. So, probably for the best. Anyway, let's go back to the chest for just a minute and see what else is going on. Oh, and Right Mix. Oh, Sue Ann. Oh, okay. I almost didn't miss that. Right Mix for Business by Sue Ann. It's my good friend Sue Ann is in the chat. And Sue Ann says, Back to the Future Day is a new one on me. Well, yeah, it's been around for a little while. Back to the Future Day has been around for a little while, Sue Ann. By the way, Sue Ann, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. And Tom Antio says, wasn't streaming just playing competitive games, LOL. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's good, too. By the way, Sue Ann and Tim, please take a moment to just drop into the chat. And I'm going to share them across platforms between all the chats. We've got four chats going here in four different platforms. Feel free, please, to drop your links in there. Tim, drop a link for Kenya Couture in there. That would be great to do, and I can share that along. And Kenya Couture is his daughter's. They converted a bus into a shop, well, kind of a shop for consignment clothing, but it's a lot more than that. That would be oversimplifying it. Because it's a lot more than that, and it's pretty cool setup. I have not actually been there to see it yet myself. Been wanting to for some time. If you ever drive up to Charlotte, that'd be great. I don't expect you to do that, but I think that's a really cool concept, and it's something that my son Tom Antio and I have talked about doing in the way of podcasting for a long time. But it's one of those days where, wow, you know, it takes some money, it takes some investment, and that sort of thing. But it sounds like the business is going pretty well. Anyway, feel free to drop it in there, and I'll cross promote it with all of the other chats, Tim. Appreciate it. And what else we got? Oh, there's one more national day, right? What was the other national day? We had one more national day to toast, and this is the other item that's on camera three. This thing right here, this is a pumpkin I'm not sure exactly what it is, to be honest. It's a pumpkin pie, but it's kind of more like a, it kind of looks like a cross between a pumpkin and a pumpkin pie dessert and a Pop-Tart kind of. I'm not sure 100% what it is, but we picked up, I saw it at Trader Joe's today, and I picked it up. And the reason I did that is because today is, let me pull it up here. Oh, yes, it's National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Yes, National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. So, National Pumpkin, oh, and that's not what we need. Come on. That's not what we need. That's what I was going to do. That's my National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. And it's sort of a pumpkin cheesecake Pop-Tart kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. Well, she didn't stick it in the toaster, I don't think, but she did heat it up. Had to be heated up. But we're going to go ahead and try this now. Once again, this is pretty interesting. I picked it up at Trader Joe's today. And we're going to, I guess I'm just going to have to pick the whole thing up. It's kind of hard to cut, so I'll have to pick the whole thing up. Let's see what we've got here. This is a pumpkin cheesecake. Yeah, it'll almost look like a streusel. Like, yeah, it's kind of like a pumpkin cheesecake toaster strudel kind of thing, you know? Yeah, I guess Pop-Tart isn't really the exact way. It's more kind of like a toaster strudel kind of thing. I don't know. I'm making a mess here. Well, I'm not going to eat this whole thing. Not right now. But what I will do is I'll cut a chunk off, and I'm not sure how to eat this thing. There were instructions for heating it up, but there are no instructions for eating it. So, oh, that's pretty good, actually. Mm. Well, we're all going to be pumpkin out here in a couple more weeks. That's how it usually works around this time of the year, right? Quite good, actually. Very good. See if it goes good with wine. Wow. Ooh, boy, yeah. Kind of sugary. Pretty much any dessert goes good with wine. You can't have because of the sugar in the wine, the sugar in the dessert, and that sort of thing. I'm making a mess. I'll bet it goes good with this, not pumpkin. I bet it goes great with this coffee that we're going to try here in a few minutes. As soon as we get through the national days, we're going to do some coffee. That's pretty good. I like that. But anyway, here is to National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. I will drink to that. Oh, really good. I like that. Excellent. So, anyway, what do we have next? Okay, I think that, do we have a couple more? We have a couple more national days we can toast here, and this is for tomorrow, it's for Sunday, October 22nd, 2023, because it's going to be tomorrow in another hour and 2 minutes. My, how time flies when you're drinking wine. October 22nd, 2023 is National Mother-in-Law Day. Fourth Sunday in October is National Mother-in-Law Day. I'll drink to that. My mother-in-law passed away a few years ago during COVID. And we all miss her. She was the only mother-in-law I had, and I loved her, and she was a fine lady, and I want to say here's to Mother-in-Law Day, National Mother-in-Law Day. I'll drink to that. And she was not an old battle axe. Tomorrow's going to be National Color Day. National Color Day. I'm glad I can see in color. Otherwise, I would not appreciate it as much. National Color Day. I just toasted it. It's also National Nut Day. And she could have done up some of her peanuts, her roasted peanuts. She makes great roasted peanuts. Adds a little garlic, puts garlic pieces in it and all that. It's a great, really great. But she didn't do that today. And that's one of the few nuts that I can really eat. I can eat a few walnuts. Like, I can go eat a few. Anybody like walnuts or any kind of nuts? Almonds? I'm not an almond fan, but, walnuts, cashews. I can eat a few cashews. I can eat like three walnuts. I can crack open three walnuts, and then I'm kind of done with that for a while. Pecans, not a pecan fan. I do like peanuts, though. I do like them. And it depends on how they're prepared, actually. And, if they're raw, boiled peanuts, roasted peanuts, salted, roasted. The way Chi does them, they're fantastic. And we have had them on the show before, and we paired them with wine, which was actually good. And they actually go really good with beer. They go very good with beer. So I can attest to that. Maybe one of these days, Chi can make one. We can or make a batch of them, and we can have it with a beer. That would be kind of cool. Anyway, nuts. National Nut Day. I'm not really a nutty guy. Well, I am kind of a nutty guy, but I'm not really into a lot of different nuts. The dog. We have a dog that likes to eat acorns. I don't know why. But she loves to pick up the acorns and eat them. They're not good for dogs, but she doesn't stop her. She still likes it. Anyway, here's to National Nut Day. I'll drink to that. And speaking of dogs, it is National... See the segue? See what I did there? Speaking of nuts... No. Yeah, speaking of dogs eating nuts... It's oh boy. Yeah, I don't know what I got myself into there. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't intended that way. Anyway, this is a family friendly show. Okay. Anyway, speaking of dogs, it's National Make a Dog's Day. October 22nd is National Make a Dog's Day. We have two dogs now, so and they certainly make our day. So here's the National Make a Dog's Day. I will drink to that. All right. I think that will do it for the national days. Once again, this is what we're drinking. Rain Cloud 2020 red wine from California. According to what I've seen online, because it's not listed anywhere else except for this one site called SAQ. It is on that site, SAQ, and that other site I saw it on, Blonde Voyage Nashville. 50% Merlot, 30% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 20% Petite Syrah. And I don't know where they got this information, because I couldn't find it anywhere else. And anyway, so far I'm liking the wine. It's pretty good. But I think it's about time to try a coffee, don't you? Now, let me check chats one more time. And Suan says, love the movies. I'm hanging in. I'm glad you are, Suan. It's great to see you. By the way, how are things going with you? And Suan, by the yeah, go ahead and Suan, drop your link to your podcast and your show, everything you're doing right now. Just go ahead and drop it in there and I'll share it. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay to do it. I'm sanctioning it. It's good. Same thing with you, Tim, and you, Tom Antio, and anyone else watching there. You can go ahead and drop it in. This is an open opportunity for you to network and drop your links in. It's all good. By the way, while I have Tim and Sue Ann here, by the way, and those who missed the announcement last week, that I will be showing in its entirety Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha on this was a Super 8 film that I made back in 1992, and this was with some of my buddies and me. It was our swan song. It was the last film I ever made in Super 8. Well, that's not entirely true, because I did do some travelogue stuff. So it's not the last film I made in Super 8 per se, but it was the last, you know, really scripted film that I did. And this is a feature film. It's 50 minutes long, not 15. And I did show it twice here on the Wine Stream in the past. But it was during the after show, and that got cut during, you know, the after show doesn't get shown after the live event happens on the Saturday Night Wine Stream each week. That gets cut from the distribution afterwards. So only those who stuck around for the after show on the Wine Stream on those two occasions actually got to see the film. But last week I announced that in November, about the second week in November, just before the holidays, I'm going to show Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha in its entirety. It'll be in segments, but it'll be in its entirety during the Wine Stream, during the show, and that's going to stay there because I'm releasing the movie, and around that time. So when that happens, please come by, stick around for it. I may give away a few prizes. At the very least, I think everybody will have a lot of fun with it because we'll do some director's commentary. Well, not director's commentary, but actor's commentary, because I didn't direct the film. I was in it. I sing in it. I do a lot of things. I edited it. I co-produced it, and co-wrote it. But there'll be some commentary there, and everybody can get in. We can just have a good time. That's pretty much what we're going to do there. So I hope you'll join me for that. That's going to be. I'll give you a solid announcement on the actual date. This will be in probably the second or the third weekend in November, just before. Just before Thanksgiving. So please join me for that. So Ann says, thank you. That's the trailer. Just relaunched the Marketing Mirror on Thursday. Oh, great. Yeah, I saw that, by the way. And I hope that goes well for you, Sue Ann. I did see the trailer for that. And good. Yeah, it's all good stuff. And Tom Antio, feel free to drop your cube command in the chat there as well. That's good. All right, so let's do some coffee. Let's get some coffee going here. So tonight, for the coffee, this is what we're going to review. And I've got that. Where are my photos here? Okay. This is what we're going to try tonight. Dunkin' Donuts. Caramel Me Crazy. Yes, caramel Me Crazy. And this is a genuine Keurig cup. So this should work pretty well on the machine. This is the, let me show you the back or the side. I guess it's the back. If I can find the photo for it. There we go. It says, Duncan, let me read this. It says, brimming with bakery-inspired flavors of creamy caramel, butterscotch, and sweet brown sugar, Dunkin' Caramel Me Crazy Coffee is so good. You won't believe your taste buds. Brew yourself a cup and enjoy the great taste of Dunkin' at home. So, she bought a few boxes of these. I don't know what she paid for them. To be honest, I don't have the receipt for it here like I do for the wine. So I really don't know what she paid for it. But this looked so delectable that I said, I've got to try this. I've got to review it on the stream tonight. And that is what we're going to do tonight. So, tonight I have with me, if I can get it over here, the official Drink with Rick coffee maker, as we have demonstrated many times on the show in this year in season 5. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in the the pot holder. The pod holder. Let me set this aside for a minute. All right, so this is what we've got going on. This is the box. I got the long shot up so you can see everything. You can see it all. And these are the pods. There are 10 pods in this box. And this is a traditional Keurig, this official Keurig. Where is it? Here it is. No, that's not it. No, that's not it either. Camera 2. Here we go. See, I'm my own worst producer. This is the Caramel Me Crazy. It's a traditional Keurig pod. And unlike some of the other pods, and I'm talking to you, Trader Joe's brand, it does not have that little plastic thing at the top that bends and is so hard to really puncture when it's making the coffee, and it doesn't have the little recess down here at the bottom, and it doesn't have the sides that are all completely porous so that the coffee comes out the side, which is not it's not a design that I really care for. Anyway, it's going in here. We're going to close it up. And, of course, I have the water ready. Now we're going to do... Oh, I can smell that already. It smells nice. All right, so I'm going to go ahead. It's harder for me to see here, but we're going to put in about, 8 ounces? Let's put in about eight ounces. That's 6, I think. And there we go. 8 ounces. There we go. I think that's what that is. All right. And, of course, I have my mug here, which has become the official Drink with Rick mug because it's... It was given to me by my good friend Ed, who I don't see in the chat tonight, actually. He's usually in the chats here about now, but I don't see him here tonight. Anyway, he sent this to me. It was really nice of him. Nice gift. There's always time for friends, wine, and coffee. And isn't that the truth? So we're going to put it over here. We've got the water in place. Now, I have 2 buttons here. I have one button. You can't really see it. One button that's regular, and the other one that is for a, what do they call this thing? Bold brew. We're just going to do regular brew, because bold could take a while. And we just don't have that much time on this show, do we? So we're going to let it brew. And while it's brewing, I could sing and dance, but I really, I don't want to lose any viewers tonight. So we're going to let this brew. And it's going to take a couple of nights. It takes a while. So Sue Ann, I hope everything is going well with you. And once again, Tim, drop in a link for Canyon Couture, please, and I can distribute that around. I don't know what's going on here with Odyssey tonight, but I've got a full screen on it. I don't know why. At least it's running, and we're going pretty well on all the venues. I didn't really check the... Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, we're good. So anyway... With this coffee, I saw it. My lovely wife, Chi, picked up. She likes to get bargains, so she'll go down to the local Harris Teeter or whatever, and she'll see some coffee on sale. And now, of course, I did that too. The last time I did that, it wasn't a very good review. That coffee was not great. It was their house brand coffee. It was forgettable brand. Anyway, yeah, it was forgettable coffee. And she warned me about buying it, actually. She says, you know, that brand is never very good coffee. But I said, look, I think I can review this on the show. And she says, okay, well, suit yourself. You know, it's your money. So I did. And, of course, the review wasn't all that great. Hopefully this is better. And she saw this on sale with several other flavors of the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Starting to brew now. Look at that. Uh-oh. Okay, let's make a wine and a whiskey. There we go. There we go. It's brewing now. And let's see if I can pull this out here so everybody can see it. And so I saw this on the shelf after she brought it home. And I said, oh, I've got to try this. I love caramel. So, wow. And you know what? It smells really, really good. Oh, it smells really... And this is what I want to do. I want to taste this caramel coffee. And then after I do that, I want to try it with that pumpkin cheesecake, whatever that thing is over there. So I'd like to try that. Pumpkin cheesecake, it's not a Pop-Tart, it's like a pumpkin cheesecake strudel, I think is what it is. So it's finished. It's finished brewing, and it's almost finished brewing. It'll be finished brewing in a second, pretty much. There we go. It has finished. It has finished brewing. All right. Now, this is going to be really hot, so it's probably going to take a minute or two for it to cool down, but at least I can take a whiff and see what it smells like. I can actually smell it from here. Wow, that smells very rich in caramel. Wow. Kind of a vanilla caramel kind of thing. Wow, I like that. I'm going to need another drink with Rick Coaster, an official drink with Rick Coaster. We'll sip that down here. We're going to give it a minute or two to cool down because I think it's just too hot to taste. Let me see. Yeah, it's kind of hot to taste. I can't really taste it because it was just too... Took a slight sip and that was about it. All right, thank you, official drink with Rick Coffee Maker. It came through again. And my good friend Ed is in the chat. Ed says, Ed, here in time for coffee. All right. And I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here, Ed. Thanks for being here tonight. Too bad you missed the... what did you miss? Oh, you can always rewind. It's fine. Do that thing in Spaceballs. You know that scene in Spaceballs, the movie, if anybody's ever seen it, where they roll back the tape, you know, Dark Helmet is you know, wants to know what has happened so far, and they roll back the tape through the whole movie up to where they're like in the present time. And it's funny gag. I'll tell you about Mel Brooks, a master of comedy. Mel Brooks. Here's to Mel Brooks. Oh, I can't drink this yet. It's too hot. Here's to Mel Brooks. Okay. I just toasted Mel Brooks. What does he care? He doesn't watch this show. It's okay. It's all good. Anyway, while we're waiting for the coffee to cool down, we have tonight's sci-fi trivia question. So I don't have any music for that yet. One of these days I'm going to have music for all these segments. But let's do the tonight's, I know. Let's do tonight's sci-fi trivia question. Let me bring this up if I can find out what I did with it because I had it here earlier in the day and now it's not up. Okay. Yeah, we got, is this a showstopper, isn't it? We always got these showstoppers going on. Sci-fi trivia question. Where is that thing? What did I do with the sci-fi trivia question? Here it is. All right, here's tonight's sci-fi trivia question. This is question 5. What classic 1950s science fiction film starred Leslie Nielsen as commander of a spaceship? All right, there's your sci-fi trivia question for tonight. What classic 1950s science fiction film starred Leslie Nielsen as commander of a spaceship? Now, Leslie Nielsen had a whole big career doing various dramatic roles. And it wasn't until that he got involved with the Zucker brothers and they did Airplane, the movie Airplane, you know, with his famous line, very famous lines. the one-liners. That was a one-liner. Some people have turned into one-liners. But he played the doctor on the airplane. And it wasn't until then that he realized that he could do deadpan comedy. And he admitted in some interviews that he always kind of wanted to do comedy, but he wasn't sure he would be that good at it. But it turns out that doing deadpan comedy turned out to be his thing. And he turned out to be very, very good at it. So that's, you know, he did Airplane, and then he did the Police Squad. It was a very short-lived series. I've got all the series on DVD. It was one of my favorite TV shows, Police Squad. And then, of course, the movies that came from Police Squad, that came out of it. And he did a lot of other stuff, too, like that with comedy. And it turns out that he had a whole new career in doing comedy, which was pretty cool. So, and Anthony says, Ed says, Walter Pigeon, Anne Francis, Robbie the Robot, Altair 4, and he's got the name. He's got the name here. So, anyone else have it before I give it away? Because Ed has it. Ed has the name. Let's see if anyone else in the chat has it. By the way, Sue Ann says, forgettable brand coffee. Yeah, it was forgettable brand coffee. I should say. It was, Sue Ann, indeed. Where was I? Okay. All right, so anybody else has the answer? Nobody else has the answer? This is the answer to the sci-fi question. Then we're going to try out this coffee here. The sci-fi trivia question. Ed has it. Ed got the answer. And let me see if we can find my question again here. What classic 1950 sci-fi film starred Leslie Nielsen as commander of a spaceship? And the answer is, everybody, do I have my drum roll around here? Yeah, it's tough when you're your own producer here. it really is. Ready? Forbidden Planet. Ed was correct. It was Forbidden Planet was the answer. A very classic sci-fi film shot in Cinerama, or it was shot in, by the way, last week, now that I think of it, as a matter of fact, last week we were talking about 2001 A Space Odyssey and how I said it was shot in a widescreen format, and I mistakenly said, this was my bad, this is a correction I want to make. I mistakenly said that it was shot in a 2.85:1 format. I was mistaken. I confused myself. It's actually a 1.85:1 format. Not that anybody really cares, it was shot in a 1.85:1 format. That was what it is. Not a 2.85:1. That would have been like almost halfway wrapped around pretty much. So that was that. Anyway, so let's go ahead and try this coffee. By the way, we're doing it in the There's Always Time for Friends, Wine, and Coffee. Thank you very much, Ed. Oh, by the way, Ed, I've got something to show you tonight again. Last week, I showed off a certificate of appreciation that he gave me for finishing the Harry's Climb animated film years ago, the Sully animated film that we did on Super 8. And I've got something else to show off this week. Anyway, let's taste the coffee. Tell me. Slightly bitter. Definitely caramel, not super strong caramel taste. I smell more caramel in here than I taste, but it's actually a pleasant coffee. It is. First taste, I like it. Second taste, I like it. I could drink this. Third taste, I like even more. And you know what? And Tim, you're waiting for the coffee. Here it is. I recommend this coffee, actually, by the way. I like it right off the bat, right at the very beginning. I like this coffee. Pretty cool. Well, it's not cool. It's hot. But it's a really neat coffee. I like it. First of all, I've had Dunkin' Donuts coffees for a long time. Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme coffees. They both make, Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme both make some really good coffees. I really enjoy those coffees, and they go really well with the donuts. But I have never tried, that I recall ever, I have never tried a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donuts flavored coffee. And this is my first time trying one, and I have to say that so far it's a pleasant experience. I like this. I kind of figured I'd like it right off the bat because it says caramel me crazy. Now, of course, yeah, this is marketing. It's all marketing, but still, I mean, just judging from the caramel me crazy, I think here's the front of it again. Caramel me crazy. Look at that picture of a donut dripping with caramel. Caramel me crazy. Yes, it does say artificially flavored. It does say that. But yes, it does say that. But still, it's pretty good. I like it. I've been smelling it all this time. We were waiting, and I'm like, you know, this is probably going to be pretty good coffee, and I think it is. Now, the real test is to try it out. This is what I've been wanting to do. Let's go back to camera 3, and let's try it out with this pumpkin cheesecake. I guess it's a strudel, because that's what it looks like, a strudel. So let's try it out with this pumpkin cheesecake strudel. With what I presume is real pumpkin in the middle. This is really good. I like this. Put a lot of it in my mouth. Let's see. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I could. I'm having this. I know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow. Wow, this is pretty good. I like this. Wish we were showing a short film right now, and then I could just eat this during the film. I could. Not tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. Well, then it's gonna keep me awake tonight. This is going to have me wired, and I'm not going to go to bed till like 3 or 4 in the morning. The coffee's good. The pumpkin, this pumpkin stuff is pretty good. I like it. It's all pretty good. The wine's good. Wow, I'm just having a good night here. I'm just having a great night here with this food. It's excellent. And the wine and the coffee. What are we missing? We're missing some music, and I'm going to have to fix that at some point. But We are really missing the music. I could show a film with some music, but I'm not going to do that tonight because I'm going to save that for another time. I did show it. There was another film that I made some time back of my brother's band on Super 8. I showed it on an after show one time, and people seemed to like it. But I'm not going to show it tonight, probably in a later date. In any case, my reviews on this so far, I'm a winner all the way around. I like it very much. All right, I think we have a couple of dad. Anybody want to drop your dad jokes in? And we'll. Ed says Earl Holliman is Cookie, Jack Kelly killed by the monster from the id. Ed says the Krell. Yes, the Krell. What Ed's referring to is. The pretty much the premise of the movie that we were just doing the trivia question about, that would be Forbidden Planet. And in Forbidden Planet, yes, Walter Pidgeon had the role as the – I kind of think of him in Forbidden Planet as the – here's the thing. Forbidden Planet is kind of like sort of a sideways version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you know? Or maybe – all right, I don't want to even mention this, but okay – From a space sci-fi perspective, the black hole. And if you're not familiar with the black hole, everybody knows 20,000 Leagues, I'm pretty sure. But the black hole was basically the 20,000 Leagues in space is basically what that was. But and I don't want to trivialize Forbidden Planet because it's not really like that at all. It's a great movie. Great special effects. And by the way, Disney did the animation in that film, as I recall. Walt Disney Productions did the animation of the monster and stuff like that in Forbidden Planet. There's a little trivia for you. I should have saved that for a trivia question. I should have done that, but I didn't. My bad. My bad. What can I say? Anyway, where was it going with this? Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, so Forbidden Planet was kind of like, yeah, it was kind of like that. You know, and I don't want to spoil it. No spoilers. But Walter Pidgeon played the old guy who was, you know, kind of running the whole operation there. And Anne Francis has been in so many TV shows and movies back in the day. And she played his daughter. And Jack Kelly, yeah, that's right. Jack Kelly was killed by the monster from the id. That was a monster that that was animated by Disney. Robbie the Robot, who, by the way, Robbie the Robot is his own famous celebrity, I guess you could say, a robot celebrity. Next to the robot from, been a few robots have been kind of celebrities, you know, been on several TV shows and movies. But Robbie the Robot has probably been in more different movies and TV shows and various iterations than just about any other robot in there. And that includes the robot from Lost in Space, one of my favorite robots. But yeah, but Robbie the Robot was actually in an episode of, I think it was a Twilight Zone one time. I believe it was Twilight Zone. And yeah. Anyway, so Robbie the Robot, and the Krell was an ancient race. I'm going to give out spoilers here. The Krell was an ancient race. So, okay, so this team of space travelers from Earth go, and they wind up on this planet, and they meet Walter Pidgeon and Anne Francis, has some adventure there. Anyway, the Krell was this ancient race that was on the planet that built this whole power structure there that powered up the planet and that did all kinds of weird things. But then it kind of created this monster. And the thing is that the monster from the id reminded me when I first saw the movie, because I grew up, I watched too much TV when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, one of my favorite cartoons was, do I even want to go down this hall? One of my favorite cartoons as a kid was Johnny Quest. Really, I love Johnny Quest. And it only ran for one season, only 25 episodes. It was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. But it was a pretty cool film. It's kind of like James Bond meets, you know, it's like two young boys being kind of, you know, getting involved in adventures with the scientist's father and his assistant, and kind of almost James Bondish in a way. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, there was one episode where they had this creature, this monster that was created. That was created from I can't remember exactly what it was. It was some sort of electrical thing. But when I saw when I saw Forbidden Planet the first time, I said, That's basically the same concept of the monster from Johnny Quest. Now, obviously, Johnny Quest was a show from the 60s, so and Forbidden Planet was from the 50s. So obviously, if somebody stole an idea from somebody else, it was probably Hanna-Barbera stealing the idea from MGM. So I guess Ed says the Krell or the Tempest. Yes. Anyway, I'm missing some of the chats here. Where are we going here? All right. So Sue Ann says, Carmel coffee sounds yummy. Got to run, going back to work. Take care, Rick. And Sue Ann, I wish you all the best and have a great rest of the evening. Thank you for being here, by the way. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for your time. And as always, and come back and visit us again. And please come back when it's time for the big premiere of Space Ace from Ice Planet Alpha. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I think you'll enjoy it. Paul is in the chat. Paul Vallo is in the chat. It says, greetings from L.A. and greetings right back at you, Paul. It's great to see you in the chat, by the way. Hope you're having a great evening. And I hope you tell me what you're drinking or what you're not drinking, whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be drinking. There's no rule that says you have to be drinking. As long as you're, you know, you're right here with me and we're just having a good time. It's fine. So, where was I? Okay. So, having a great time tonight. I hope everybody's having a great time. We got time for a few dad jokes. I wanted to share a dad joke with you that we have an Amazon Echo. And, today, okay, so what I was doing, I thought I'd have a little fun with the Echo. So I said, I'm not going to say the name because if you have one in the room, I don't want to trigger it. But I said, hey, E-L-A-X, I can't. Let's try this again. Where's my clapper? Here we go. All right, take two. All right. So I said, okay, A-L-E-X-A. Sorry, Bill. Roadkill Bill's down there. more worse for wear now. Anyway, so I said, hey, A-L-E-X-A. Why don't you tell me? Actually, she didn't tell me a joke right away. She was making fart noises, and she was telling me all the different. I did not know this, how lowbrow Amazon could be with this, but you know, you can ask her to do this kind or that kind of fart or whatever. And as far as a bad word, I don't think it really is. We say it all the time. Anyway, she says it. So, you know, so she's making all these noises on command, and then she volunteers and she says, you know what, if you want, you can install the premium fart pack. I'm like, what? I'm like, she says, you can install the premium fart pack. And I'm like, what in the world is the premium fart pack? And she says, well, I can unlock all these different fart noises from animals and people and different kinds of things. And, you know, and I can even fart happy birthday. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I asked her, I said, okay, what does this premium pack cost? And she said it costs like $6. And no, I didn't buy it. Okay. I didn't buy it. Anyway, that's not where I was intended to go with this. Where I intended to go with it. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I do on my Saturday. You think I'm doing this or that? Or I'm doing something really important? No, I'm talking to the what we call the robot. I'm talking to the Amazon Echo in my room and asking it to play all these different fart noises. That's the extent of my entertainment for the day. And now you know why I'm doing this. Anyway, so she told me a joke. She says, you want to hear a dog joke? And I'm saying, okay, A-L-E-X-A, tell me a dog joke. And so she says, She says this, what prize did the ninja dog win? What prize did the ninja dog win? The best in no show. That did not deserve a rim shot. I must have hit the wrong button.
Oh, that's great.
I needed a hit. That's the button I need to hit. Yeah, the best in no show. Actually, it's not a bad joke. It's just, well, it's not a good joke either. But I'll tell you what, I'll take a couple of your good jokes or your bad jokes. It doesn't matter. If you got one, throw one in the chat real quick and we'll do it. I got a couple of my own. I got a couple more. We can't do any more chicken jokes, can we? I mean, we can't really do any more chicken jokes. Let's try a couple of berry jokes. How about that? What do you call raspberries playing the guitar? A jam session. Yeah. That it might as well have been a chicken joke. What do you call a sad raspberry? A blueberry. Oh, goodness. I don't even want to do this. What do you call... Okay. Let me do this correctly. What do you make a prince fall in love... And I did it wrong. How do you make a prince fall in love with you? Wear a raspberry beret. That wasn't even... how do you make a prince fall? You know, prince. Anyway, never mind. So, I don't know why I'm laughing at it. It's a stupid joke. What did one raspberry say to the other raspberry? If you weren't so sweet, we wouldn't be in this jam. I didn't hear the rim shot. I don't know. Why were the little raspberries upset? Because their parents were in a jam. No. That didn't deserve a rim shot either. Now, this has got to be a really stupid joke. Patient, doctor, there's a raspberry growing out of my head. Doctor, oh, that's easy. Just put some cream on it. No. What do you call a raspberry that uses foul language? Berry rude. I don't have anything for that. I really, really don't. Okay, enough of the berry jokes. That's okay. That's all right. Anyway, anybody else have anything? If not, we just might as well close it up now. We should have stopped it about 10 minutes ago. Paul, I hope you're doing okay tonight. Hope you're doing well. Hope everybody's doing fine. I think it's just about I think I probably dad joked this out of I got one more. How about one more? I got to find a good one. Let me find one that's really, 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 really bad. Nah, no more chicken jokes. Okay. No more chicken jokes. I don't even get that one. Hey, by the way, when I pass away, I don't know. I'm thinking about having. I don't want to be buried. You know, it's kind of. I don't know. But Probably, I'll probably have to be, I don't know. I'm thinking of having my ashes stored in a glass urn. Remains to be seen.
Oh, you lucky boy!
Well, anyway, sorry. I overdid that one. I overdid that joke. All right, so I guess it's time to close it up because I think between the wine and the coffee, I think I'll be... I'll probably be a really hyper drunk or something. No, I'm not even close to that. I haven't really had any of this, to be honest. Not that much. A little bit, not too much. I think I've had more coffee. I'm pretty wired right now. I've had the coffee. Anyway, I think it's pretty much time to close it up for the night. And I want to give a final review on the wine and the coffee. First of all, let's do the coffee. As far as the coffee is concerned, the Dunkin' Donuts Caramel Me Crazy Coffee, I like this coffee a lot. I don't know what more I can say about it. Caramel, a little bit of, maybe like a little vanilla caramel in there. It's pretty good. I like it. So enough said about that. And it went really well with this whatever the heck this thing is on the plate, this pumpkin cheesecake strudel. It went really, really well with that. In fact, that strudel went pretty well with the wine as well. And this is the wine that we had tonight. It's called Rain Cloud. It's a red blend is what it is from California. And it's, I don't know who makes this. I think it's like a made up, winery too. It's called, made by Rain Cloud. That's all it says on the thing. So I don't know. It says on the back, it says, vented and bottled by Rain Cloud. Oh, it's like Napa, California. So it's a Napa Valley wine. What can I say? That's about all I can say about it, except for the fact that I will say that it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It is 50%, if I can remember correctly, 50% Merlot, and I like a good Merlot. The 30% Cab and 20% Petite Syrah, according to what I've seen online in two different places that have pretty much corroborated that. So there you go. 14% ABV. The alcohol, I could taste a little alcohol in the finish, and it was kind of a medium finish. But blackberry, a black cherry, a little bit of spice in there. But I'll tell you what I really got out of here was the first taste, I was getting some fennel, and it was really more like black licorice on the second taste. Black licorice. No, it's licorice, yeah. Still getting it. And it's just opened up. It's fairly bold, medium tannin. Pretty decent. I'd say it's pretty good wine. And it went very well with everything on this plate. Went really well with everything. The barbecue beef brisket, the oakiness in the wine added to the smoky flavor of the brisket, and the cheeses, the cheddar and the unexpected cheddar with Parmesan. It went very well with both of those. So I'll have to say I give this one two thumbs up. I like this wine. I'll be honest, for $6.99, I wasn't really sure what to expect out of it, but I like it. It's pretty good. Pretty good. And that's my final review of the wine. So anyway, I think it's probably time to close it all up tonight. I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I want to thank my good friend Tim and for being here in the chat tonight. And hope you and your family continue to do well. My good friend Ed, thank you for being here as well. And everyone who joined me in the chat on YouTube, including Sue Ann and Paul, Thank you for being here tonight, and everyone who joined me on Twitch, including Tom Antio and everybody who was watching, didn't jump in, but were watching, everybody watching on Odyssey, thank you for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Next week, well, I'm going to have a little surprise for you. So I'm not going to reveal it now, but show up next week, and we'll have some more fun. Beer. Actually, it's more of a cider. It's a pumpkin cider, I believe. If I don't drink it before then, I'm looking forward to drinking that. We'll call almost some as pumpkin out. Actually, I might have two beers because I have an Oktoberfest beer too, and it's almost the end of October, so we might just do two beers. That would be interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so please join me here next week, same time. Same channels. And before we go, I think there's one more celebrity we're bringing out here, and he's been waiting patiently in the wings. Oh, wow, look at this junk on me. This stuff from the from whatever that thing was I ate. And here he is. It is none other than our official mascot of DrinkWithRick.com. Roadkill Bill. That's right, the inimitable, the torn up, the chewed up, the ripped up, the, he's Roadkill Bill. And Bill has a special message for all of us. And that message is, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling. You know how it works. Wherever you are. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend who hasn't been drinking, someone with a valid driver's license, someone you trust, take a bus, take a cab, whatever. If not, just stay where you are. Just stay put. It's not worth it. It's not safe for you and all those around you out and about. Okay? It's just not safe to do that, to drink and drive. Please don't do it. And don't text and drive because it's also very dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here next week on the same time, same channels, for the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.